dribbles one's in inside the three. This one's no good. Rebound. Kicks it out to Tremel for three. This one's way off the mark. And Crew goes up for the putback, and he's fouled. He's going to be in line for two. Cassidy's first team foul goes against number 11, Jacob Perry, his first, with a minute 26 left in the first quarter. Bad Axe with a four-point lead. At one point, it was 9-1. First free throw rims in and out. Israelson checking back in for Cass City. He's the 6'8" center for the Red Hawks, and he replaces number 11, Jacob Perry.
Now, if the pattern remains, Tanner Cruz going to hit the second one?
We shall see. And yes, indeed. For both teams, hitting only the second free throw all night. Now is a five-point lead for the Hatchets. 12-7 with a minute 25 left in the first quarter. On the road at Cass City. Hardwick dribbling against Termel. Kicks it over to Cody Ross. Back to town with Keith Dickinson. Israelson and Crew going to work in the post. Feeds it into Israelson. Kicks it back out to Rasmussen. Takes the jump shot down the baseline. Now we have a whistle off the ball. And it's going to be going against Cass City. It's Cass City's second team foul. Minute 6 left, and it goes against number 12, Cody Ross, his first. 1 minute remains in the first quarter. It's 12-7. Bad Axe by 5. Braden back in the game. Crew sets the pick, cuts to the lane, kicks it over to the left corner to Flannery. Back up to Braden, top of the key. Braden dribbles twice, three times. Nowhere to go. Over to Tamal in the right wing. Now he brings it back to the top of the key. Wavers back in there on the left wing. He has the ball. 38 seconds left. Crew sets another pick. Labor drives down a lane, and he loses it. And they say last touch by a white Bad Axe ball on the hood. 34 seconds left in the first quarter. Jim Quinn shouting orders to his team, who leads by five. 34 seconds left in the first. Termel kicks it into Braden. Back up top of the key to Labor. 30 seconds left. Over to Crew from the left elbow. Puts up a jump shot. This one's good. Crew is a good-looking jump shot there. Now a seven-point lead. 14-7, Bad Axe over Cass City. 18 seconds left in the first. Hardwick against Termel, kicks it over to Cody Ross. Back top of the key to Dickinson. Over to Rasmussen. Feeds it Israelson wide open, and he slams it home. Cole Israelson with his first two is a high-percentage shot with the slam. And there's the buzzer, and that is the end of the first quarter. Cassidy's Israelson puts an exclamation on, cuts the lead down to 5 for Bad Axe, and one quarter is in the books. Bad Axe 14, Cassidy 9 on WLEW.
In life, there can be a lot of unknowns, and insurance shouldn't be one of them. Know what you have and know what you need, because when this happens, or this, or even this. I want you to be able to do this. Let's protect you from those unknowns in life, and let me help. That's right, yours truly, Clark Ramsey at Farm Bureau Insurance. Look me up at clarkramsey.com. That's clarkramsey.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Minutes are on the clock, and we're ready to start the second quarter. Bad Axe comes out with the early lead and still hanging on to it. A five-point lead, 14-9, but the last points in the first quarter went to Cole Israelson with a one-hand slam right next to the hoop, and gives Cassidy a little bit of hope to start this second quarter. Cassidy will get the ball. Bad Axe comes out with a huddle, and Cody Orban is back in the game for the Red Hawks. He's a prolific shooter, can light it up from anywhere. Over Dickinson, back up top of the key to Cody Ross. Being guarded by Canarian, dribbles over to the left, back over to Orban on the left wing. Dribbles once, picks up his dribble, feeds it into the left post to Dickinson. Nothing going there, kicks it back out to Orban. Resets the offense over to Ross on the right wing. Dribbles twice, jump stop to the free throw line, kicks back out, but he was losing his balance. And another jump stop dribble. Gives the ball back to Bad Axe. 7.5 minutes to play in the second quarter. No score yet in the second. It's still Bad Axe 14, Cass City 9. Carmel. Over to Canarian for three in the left corner. This one's off the mark. Rebound, Dickinson for Cass City. Here comes Orvin. Across the timeline, right to left across your radio. 7 minutes remain in the second. Orvin going against number 12. That is Matt Kramer. Now they are both at the left wing. Back up top of the key to Perry for three. Yes! Nice little give and go. Perry hits the three and brings them within 2 points, 14-12. Cassidy only down by two. 6:50 left in the second. Carmel. And Vanex calls a timeout. It's going to be a 30-second timeout. We'll stick with here. John, is Cassidy finally starting to warm up here in their own gym?
Yeah, I think they are. And I think part of their defense is with creating it. What they're doing with their back defense is that they're sometimes playing a little more passive zone, and then they're coming out and matching up a little bit better. So the Hatchets are giving them a little bit different look. Hatchets are having problems, you know, moving the ball against the zone around the horn. So whatever they're doing, it's working.
The only foul trouble so far in this game is Will Sutton is on the bench with two fouls. He got two quick ones in the first quarter, trying to defend against the much taller Cole Israelson. 6:46 left in the second quarter. Vanex leads by two. Excuse me, that wasn't Jacob Perry. That was Callan Hartwick with the three. So he has 8 points of the night with two threes and another two in there as well. As they inbound it, Kramer trying to feed it back to Braden. Braden wasn't looking. He goes straight out of bounds. That's about the fourth turnover tonight between these two teams. They've just thrown the ball right out of bounds.
The Hatchets went against a 2-3 zone with a two-guard front. And, you know, logic tells you, you got to attack it with a three-guard front.
Orvin over to Perry. Kicks it down to Hartwick. Tries to do the up and over. And they finally give it back over to the clipback to number 45, Israelson. He now has four on the night. It's a tie ball game, 14 apiece. Cassidy comes back and ties it at 14-14. 6-12 left in the second. Top of the key, Kramer to Crew takes the jump shot. This one bounces one, fan no good. Rebound, Orvin. Here comes Cassidy trying to take their first lead of the night. Dribbles to his right. Nearly a foul against the reaching Tremel. Back up, top of the key to Hardwick. Over to Cody Ross on the left wing. Feeds it into Israelson. He turns, kicks it back out. And they say he shuffled his feet. Another disco night here. That's the fourth travel so far between these teams. Three on Cass City. And gives the ball back to Badak. Trying to retain their lead. Apparently it's tied. 14.
Again, a two-guard front.
Termel over to Braden for three from the right wing. No good. A rebound to Israelson. Here comes Cass City. Forcing it up. Orvin throws it up ahead to Perry. Perry trying to bring it in, loses his footing, goes straight out of bounds. That action bounds it 90 feet from their own hoop. Termel into the hands of Braden, dribbling to his left. Cassidy still the 2-3 zone. 5:20 left in the second. 14-14. We're all tied. Termel on the right wing, dribbling like it's going out of style. He's in the Canary to the right corner for three, and it's good. Canarian with another field goal. He has five of the night. Gives Vanak a three-point lead. 17-14. Orvin blows past Kramer. Feeds in Israelson for another layup and misses it. Third footstep gets his own rebound. Goes up with a shot and he's fouled. Israelson's in the line 4-2. That'll be the 16th foul on Vanak the rest of the way out here. Cassidy will be shooting free throws. And it's the second foul against Ben Braden. Israelson at the line, shooting two, and breaks the mold here and hits the first free throw as Cody Ron sits down and Lucas Schenk comes back in. Braden sits down as well as Crew for Bad Axe.
Now, certainly a good shooter like Cole Israelson is not going to miss the second one, is he?
We shall see. And he makes both of them.
Nothing but net.
Israelson now has 6 points in the night. With 4:55 left in the second, it's a one-point game. Vanek 17, Cassidy 16. Eason into Vanek, feeds into left corner to Canarian. He shoveled his feet, once and caught it. And yet another turnover. What did he travel tonight?
That was a bit of a Revlon call. I mean, he did travel, but he missed the travel right in front of Coach Aaron Fernald. And I think, you know, Coach had something to say about that when all of a sudden, bam, the second one came.
A lot of airline miles being earned tonight.